As local school districts grapple with reopening schools, the fate of the fall sports season hangs in the balance. Some districts are pulling out all the stops to get kids on the field, but they might not have as many opponents to play. Troy Oppie has our story.
Members of the Southern Idaho Conference, which includes most schools in the Treasure Valley, were pushing to postpone Idaho's fall sports until spring, just like many neighboring states. But the Idaho High School Activities Association said no, and yesterday affirmed its decision to open the fall sports season August 10th.
The superintendents agreed at this stage of the game to postpone the start of the fall practice from August 10th to August 17th.
That's Boise Superintendent Kobe Dennis speaking to district trustees this week. The Southern Idaho Conference will reevaluate conditions weekly. Dennis said there will be no games as long as Boise is categorized as high risk by the health department. Less clear is the situation in West Ada. District Athletic Director Jason Warr told trustees this week he's confident safety protocols could allow teams to play if trustees decide the risk has dropped, even if the health department says Ada County remains high risk.
Our parents have spoken. They're allowing their kids to participate. They want them here. If somebody had concerns, I think they would have not let their kids come out.
Orr says summer athlete participation is higher than ever, masks and all. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.